Warning, this podcast talks about murder, sometimes in graphic detail, and is intended for mature audiences only.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Innocence Lost, Kids That Kill. I'm the host, Nicole, and today's episode will be similar to an episode I did previously about a young girl who gets involved with the wrong type of boy and goes on to kill her entire family when she's told she's not allowed to see him anymore. So, with that, let's dive into the episode. So, my sources for this week's episode are a article off of allthat'sinteresting.com, news.com, an episode of Killer Kids, and an episode of Deadly Women. And this particular case is one of those cases that you kind of have to wonder why a grown-ass man is trying to get with a 12-year-old child. And you heard that right. She was 12. So let's go right into this case. So today's case comes to us out of Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada. And this story is about the Richardson family and their 12-year-old daughter, Jasmine. And Jasmine was the older of the two children. She was 12, and her brother Tyler was 8. And their parents are Mark and Deborah. And in early 2006, Jasmine apparently went to a punk rock concert. And that's where she would meet Jeremy Steinke, who ran around telling everybody he was a 300-year-old vampire and wore a vial of blood around his neck. Now, if that doesn't yell creepy, I don't know what does, but Jasmine was instantly attracted to this much older man, and he was 11 years older than her. He was 23 years old, and he was instantly infatuated with Jasmine. So they would start dating and hanging out with friends and doing things couples do. And she became real obsessed real quick. She was a good kid up until she met Jeremy. And when her parents found out about this relationship, they did everything they could to keep the two of them apart. And as far as what I can see, Mark even said, Mark is the father, told Jeremy to stay away from her. She's underage. You are 23. Stay away from our daughter. It's not that hard. But we all know what happens when young people are told to stay apart. It tends to go the opposite direction, where they want to spend more time together, and they did. Behind her parents' back, and they would go on to continue to see each other, and all this behind her parents' back. And she just, I cannot comprehend why a 12-year-old would even be in any kind of relationship with a much older man, let alone a man that was her age when she was born. So again, disgusting. I'm totally, it makes me sick to even think that they would continue to see each other. Now, the motive for what would happen, again, was the fact that Jasmine's parents would ground her, but they weren't the only ones who were against that relationship. Her friends were disgusted by it. They had criticized her and tried to talk her out of it, but it seems to me that they had their minds made up. They were going to see each other, and nobody was going to stand in their way. Now, the two of them, again, would talk, and on a website called Nextopia, which was a popular website for young Canadians, which I'm going to assume is like Facebook here, to continue to talk. And they would do this behind her parents' back. Now, one night, they would hang out with friends and watch a movie that was released in 1994 called Natural Born Killers. And if you've ever seen that movie, you know that's a movie about a young couple who eventually go on a violent killing spree. So this opened up the possibility for them to recreate the movie. And Jeremy would tell Jasmine that that was his favorite love story of all time. I'm sorry, what the fuck? Anyhow, so they started to plan the murder of her parents and her little brother. And that would happen early hours of April 23rd, 2006. When a neighbor would come over to the house to want to play with the 8-year-old son of Mark and Deborah. And when he knocked on the door, he could see in the house and could see blood. So he ran home, and this child's parents would call 911. And when police arrived, they would come across the horrific scene that would be the murders of her 42-year-old dad, Mark, her 48-year-old mother, Deborah, and her 8-year-old brother, Tyler. And how they were murdered is the most graphic thing I've ever seen or heard. They were repeatedly stabbed. And again, they were deceased when the cops arrived, but the only one missing, you got it, was Jasmine. So they would go on and issue an Amber Alert for Jasmine because, again, she's 12 years old. Where is she? Is she in danger? And eventually cops would put together what would come out to be the truth. And she would be found a day later in a small town 81 miles away from her home with her 23-year-old boyfriend. And for a while, police did think maybe she was the victim, and she wasn't. We all know she wasn't. She was infatuated, in love, whatever you want to call it, but at 12, what the hell do you really know about love? I'm sorry, but it's the truth. And again, when they were found, they were both arrested, and both would be charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. And a friend of Jeremy's would be arrested. Her name being Casey Lancaster, was charged with being an accessory after the fact for driving them away from the scene and disposing of critical evidence. Now, those charges against Casey eventually were dropped, so we have that. Now, when they were arrested, Jeremy Steinke went on to ask 12-year-old Jasmine to marry him, and we all know that Jasmine would agree. So these two nut jobs, to say the least, we're now engaged. And I use that word loosely because, I mean, again, 12 years old, you don't know love like that, in my opinion. That's a toss for me. And I don't know, again, why a 23-year-old grown-ass man needs to be messing with any 12-year-old child. But again, that's my opinion, and I'll keep that to myself. Now, when they were charged with the 3 first-degree murder cases, Jasmine was charged as a juvenile because, again, she was only 12. And Jeremy would be charged as an adult. Now, they were both found guilty on all 3 counts. And Jeremy was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole until he served at least 25 years of his sentence. But here's the kicker. Because Jasmine was charged as a juvenile, she only received 6 years in jail, so many years in a mental facility, and 3 years of supervised probation. Where I have the problem with this is she was as much of a participant as Jeremy was. And granted, again, she was a juvenile, but I don't agree with the sentence that she received, because in my opinion, that just isn't long enough. So as of May of 2016, this girl is walking the streets again. And I don't even know if I can comprehend, you know, how she can move on with her life, knowing what she did, knowing that the reason she's by herself is because she refused to take no as an answer. And it makes me wonder, does she have remorse? Does she regret what she did? If she knew what she knew now, would things have been different for her? And I'm going to say, if she knew what she was doing or what she was involved in, I don't think that she would have intentionally murdered what was her family. Do I think that she could use the mental help? Yes, I do. And for that, I'm grateful that she was able to get into a mental facility and have that kind of care. But at the same time, she knew darn well what she was doing, what she was involved with at the time. And it's just one of those things that really makes you think, like I said in the Sarah case, it makes you think about whether or not you want to try to put your foot down with your kids, because who knows what your kids are capable of. And put into certain situations, I think most kids, or at least I would hope most kids, would just be like, all right, you know, I'm done. This isn't good for me. It's not good for my family. And, you know, go about it a different way. But kids who kill their parents is a lot more common than you might think it is. And it makes you not want to say anything because you don't know. You don't know what the other person could plot against you for trying to say, you know, this is not going to happen. It's not going to happen under my roof. And as long as you're living under my roof and as long as you're my child, it's not going to happen. And it really does bring a factor of, you know, why kids are committing murders the way they are. But I can't say whether or not this has been going on prior to social media. So there's that. Now, what I can find about Jasmine now is that she is trying to live her life quietly and out of public view, which I guess I understand because the entire community had to deal with what she did to her family. And when she was released from prison, she would go on to thank the judge for giving her another chance. Now, there was no remorse shown from this little girl at all for what she had done. And even though she was found guilty of the three murders, she did intentionally plead not guilty to all three counts, which everyone knew was not the case. We all know that she had something to do with it, but the 23-year-old adult definitely groomed her to do what he wanted. And he wanted her to be with him, and he was going to do anything in his power to do that. And unfortunately, that meant taking out her entire family so that they could be together. Now, why the 8-year-old had to be killed, I don't know. It seems to me like she just didn't want to leave out any loose ends. But you killed your parents. You could have left your brother alive. But again, neither here nor there. Now, in Canada, under a juvenile sentence, the max they can give a juvenile is 10 years. And at 22 years old, she was released and is honestly, from what I could find, not being heard from, in hiding, I assume, because of, like I said, what she did to her family. And it really does make you, again, think as a parent, you know, what if this was my child and I was trying to stop it, would I stop it and worry about being murdered? Or would I just keep my mouth shut and let the law take in consideration of what's going on? But again, I don't know that I can make that particular connection without having a teenage daughter, which thankfully I have a boy, so I'll never have a teenage daughter. But boys are just as capable of killing their parents. Look at the Mendez brothers. But a lot of your parent homicides are the daughters who don't want to listen to their parents, who don't want the opportunity to live a normal life. The pictures, the before and after pictures of this girl are shocking. She's absolutely stunning up until she meets Jeremy and gets into that goth punk rock phase. And I'm not saying that it's the goth punk rock phase that did this. She was brainwashed by a 23-year-old man who did not have the best intentions for a 12-year-old. Period, point blank. And I'll harp on that as much as what I can. She was 12, he was 23. What the fuck? But He definitely knew what he was doing. He definitely is where he needs to be, and hopefully he never gets paroled. Hopefully he stays in prison for the rest of his life, and God so help me that she stays away from him for the rest of her life, because that did absolutely nothing for her. Her life is ruined at her own hands because, again, she couldn't take no for an answer. So, with that, if you are a parent of a teenage girl, I would hope that your daughters are a little bit more stable to understand, not to date much older men. Try to stay in your age group. There's reasons that certain laws are there. There's reasons that certain age groups should stay away from certain age groups. Adults do not need to be mingling with children, and vice versa. Not in that capacity, anyway. So with that, I'm gonna sign off tonight, and I hope you have an amazing night, and I will see you again in 2 weeks. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Innocence Lost, Kids Who Kill. I want to thank you for taking the time again out of your day to listen to my podcast. I do ask that you rate and subscribe wherever you listen to this podcast, and you can find the podcast on Facebook at Innocence Lost, Kids Who Kill, and I will add that to the show notes. Until next time, have a great day, and I will see you again in 2 weeks. Bye.